Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Aliza Licht is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, Senior Vice President of Global Communications at Donna Karan International. She's got the top social media job. Is in charge of PR responsibilities there, and she created DKNR PR Girl, which many of you, especially ladies, know all about. She's the author of Leave Your Mark, Land Your Dream Job, Kill It in Your Career, Rock Social Media. Aliza Licht, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you here. You can imagine, hopefully you can appreciate how I might be a little bit deficient in my understanding and knowledge and tracking of DKNR and Donna Karan. I know about Donna Karan. I know a little bit about that, but I'm not really up to date on the fashion thing.
Well, that's okay. I can get you up to speed.
But I care about it, right? Because I have, you know, I like eye candy. I like to look at women who are dressed up and, you know, looking pretty. I like that. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing it for, right? So anyway, let's talk about first give us a little tour of the fashion industry. How's things going in the fashion industry?
I think fashion continues to inspire. You know, image is so important, especially in your profession. And I think that, you know, they always say dress the job that you want, not the job you have, right?
Right.
So I think fashion is a big confidence booster, and it gives you an imagination. You can play different roles depending on what you're doing.
So do you think is the younger generation, or is Gen Y as receptive of fashion? When I think of fashion, I think of upscale a little bit, right? I don't think of a different kind of T-shirt or a clean sweatshirt. You know, I think of something that you actually spend a little money for, and you're trying to present a professional image. Let's say in our case. So is Gen Y are they accepting that?
I think they are, Jim, and I think, you know, right now, in general, everyone buys high-low. You know, it's a mix. People like to show their personal style. They might invest in an expensive pair of shoes and throw it on with, you know, a more high street, if you will, T-shirt, whatever. It's about your own style, mixing it up. It's not about a head-to-toe designer look in any way.
So how do the designers feel about that when you're mixing it up like that? I mean, don't designers like to have a little more control?
No, I don't think so. I think designers like to show you what inspired them and sort of declare what they feel for the season. But every designer, every good designer, wants you to make it your own. Mm-hmm. And certainly Donna Karan feels that way.
But would you say that overall in the last, say, 10 years to 20 years, that dress in the workplace has sort of gone down market a little bit? I mean, I see fewer guys wearing ties, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, when Casual Friday started, I feel like everyone was really into that. And certainly in the tech startup companies, it is very casual. But I know a lot of men who really are choosing to wear a suit now because it just makes them feel more pulled together. And it makes them feel like they're making a bigger statement when they walk into a meeting. So I think it's a personal choice. I mean, certainly in fashion, we dress up every day because we love to dress up.
Well, I will tell you that I don't wear as many ties as I used to, but you'll be proud to know that I do not own a hoodie.
Not even to go running.
No. Running? Who runs? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so talk to us about how social media is important for your career.
Well, let me back you up for a second, just in case, you know, people listening don't know. In 2009, I created a Twitter personality called DKNY PR Girl, which was meant to be it was meant to be a character. It was anonymous because it wasn't real. It was pretend. Mm-hmm. And for 2 years, I stayed anonymous, and I gave people an insider view into the world of Donna Karan through the lens of public relations.
Right.
And in 2011, the secret got so big that we just had to reveal it.
They outed you.
Well, we made a company decision to out me because mm-hmm. it became very difficult to sort of carry
right.
the burden around
so,
of being
right.
a secret.
Well, what did you accomplish in that 2 years?
Organic following of about 380,000 people.
Yeah.
Who were checking. You know, you don't wake up every
day. But what were they getting out of that? What was the product that they were hungry for?
They were learning about how fashion works. So, for example, you know, you watch the Golden Globes or the Oscars and you see people go on the carpet and, you know, they're asked what they're worn. You know, that whole behind the scenes of what goes
right.
what goes on to get that.
That happens all the time in radio, by the way. Go ahead.
People probably don't realize that the same dress will go from celebrity to celebrity to celebrity for each fitting until it gets chosen.
Wow.
For example. Yeah. So just
wow.
insider.
Wow. That's even interesting to me.
Yeah. No. I mean, listen. Of course, there's times where you'll make a custom dress for one person, and that's
right.
the only person you're working with.
Right.
But for the most part, they get shared around until it works for someone.
So you were telling people, oh, yes, that dress does look good on Cameron Diaz, but did you know that these other three women rejected it?
Well, I would never name a name, but I would say Celeb X, Celeb Y, Celeb Z, Stylist X, Stylist Y, Stylist Z. So,
right.
for example, stylists will share dresses among themselves, too. Like, people don't realize that for their different clients.
Right.
So just insider things, you know, when I was planning the runway show, same thing, just behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right. So now after you came out, so to speak, in
mm-hmm.
2011, what happened after that?
Well, more of the same, but what started to happen throughout, even since 2009, is I started to do a lot of virtual mentoring online because
mm-hmm.
people from around the world would tune in to this hashtag that I started, which was called PR101. Where I would give little tips on public relations to
mm-hmm.
aspiring PR professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I did, someone would inevitably say, hey, that's not just PR, that's life 101, or that's business 101. So I started to become known for it, and people would say, hey, you know, I'm going on an interview, what are your tips, or can you review my resume or cover
right.
letter? And I would. And these people would be in countries all over the world. So mentoring had become really, you know, a second, I guess, activity for me
right.
online.
Well, it was the secondary product of your original goal. So congratulations
exactly.
to you. And the book is called Leave Your Mark by Aliza Licht. We come back, we're going to ask her what she tells some of these people about how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.